This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Afternoon, everyone. We're in the robotics laboratory today because we're going to start getting to grips with designing a robot that can withstand the conditions on Mars.
Like the ExoMars rover? That's one of the robots they're sending to Mars in the next few years.
That's right. We'll be looking at the ExoMars rover's design features to learn more. Now, zip up, everyone. The demo's about to begin.
It's so cold, so cold, so cold.
It's freezing.
That's right. The temperature is now minus 75 degrees Celsius. That's the temperature of a Martian night in the middle of summer.
Summer? Remind me not to book a holiday to Mars.
Now, have a look at some of these materials. As you can see, the icy temperatures are making them stiff and brittle.
I don't think they'd be much good on a Mars rover. I suppose you need to build the rover out of strong and heavy lumps of metal.
Not if you want to get it off the ground.
That's right, Stats. Whilst the materials have to be strong to withstand those temperatures, they also need to be light. Moving a heavy object takes more energy than a lighter one, and the rover will need to use its energy carefully. Any idea what materials might fit the bill? Something strong but light?
My Neptunian yak cheese munchables?
They're certainly strong. Poo-hoo!
They're very light. Anyone want one?
Not that kind of strong. And no eating in the lab, please. Materials often used include carbon fibre and titanium.
But, sir, electrical circuits and delicate instruments might not work at all in those temperatures, even if nothing is broken. Things like electrical circuitry don't like getting hot then cold over and over again. A lot of materials, when they get warm, they expand, and when they get cold, they shrink. And that movement can make the materials weak.
That's right. We've experienced how cold it gets during a Martian night. Let's turn the temperature up to what it's like during a nice summer's day.
Still pretty cold. The thermostat says minus 5 degrees Celsius. That's as cold as winter on Earth.
The temperature on Mars changes around 70 degrees each day in the summer and more in the winter. Any ideas how we solve the problem?
Keep the rover warm with a nice woolly scarf.
I don't think that's going to be enough. But you're right, Quark. Keeping instruments warm is one way to protect them from the weather. Let's check it out. Some of the power that the rover's solar panels generate is used to heat the interior of the rover, where the instruments are. Some heat is also generated from the machinery itself. That also helps to keep things at a steady temperature.
I've read that sometimes radioactive materials are used to power robots.
That's certainly true, but radioactive material has to be handled very carefully and it's very expensive. Anything that can be done simply, like recycling heat that's already produced, is cheaper and safer.
Not as cheap as knitting a lovely scarf.
So we've seen that when building a rover, it's important to choose the materials carefully and think of ways to keep the instruments at a steady temperature and warm enough to keep them working correctly.
And without knitting a woolly scarf.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.